Hi, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is keeping time. Before I get to that, let me remind you that I've got an upcoming series of live videos coming soon, where I'll be talking about subjects from my upcoming book, as well as answering live questions, and I might have some more surprises in store for you. So if you want to know when that happens, do subscribe to my newsletter to stay up to date. The link is in the show notes. Now, keeping time. There is this Twitter account that I really like. I think it's called Year in Progress or something like that. And every so often it tells you it's been X percent of the year already. So, you know, when the year starts, it's like 0%. And every 3 days or so, you get another percent. And on the one hand, it's a bit depressing because, oh my God, we're already at the last quarter of the year. And on the other hand, I feel like it's giving me some sense of urgency. It helps me realize what's going on. And some people really hate that. I really like it. I have this thing where I start counting things, keeping track of stuff, quantifying stuff. My wife really hates it when I do that, but that's the way I work. I can sit in a conference room and start, for no real reason, I might start counting things like how many people are wearing glasses, how many people have iPhones, how many people have Androids, how many have a watch on, all sorts of weird stuff. I don't know. That's the way my mind works. And another thing that I used to do is I constantly am up to date about how long has this taken. For example, one reason my wife hates it is that I usually do this on vacation. I'm like, oh my God, we're 50% done with the vacation already. And she hates that. But where I do get value out of it is where I do this in business. And I feel like this is partly why I'm always driving clients forward, because we tend to get used to some, I don't know, slow rhythm. And it becomes the pace for us. But once you have someone like me from the outside that seems to be working at a higher speed, all of a sudden the cadence starts increasing. All of a sudden this heartbeat is pushing people forward faster. So for example, just the other day, we were talking about something. I was in a video call with a client and all of their senior management. And they were talking about something. I'm like, come on, are you realizing that it's been 10% of the time we allocated for this thing, and you haven't even decided what to do? Let's put a date on when we need to move forward and move forward. Sometimes just spending more time on deciding what to do is not really going to improve the result noticeably. Unless you have incredibly high risks, you're probably better off just moving forward. So I do this and it drives people forward. I talk to someone, I start talking with a new client. I'm like, you know, you've been in your role for like 2 years now. That puts you about at least 50% through your tenure on average. What have you achieved so far? And it might be an annoying question at first, but it's also this type of stuff that moves people into action. You realize that you've been just lackadaisical in how you're doing stuff, and all of a sudden you get this energy as in, I'm gonna start doing something, because this doesn't make sense, because I really cannot keep on wasting my time here. So I want you to try, after this episode, to keep time in one way or another for the next week. An easy way is, of course, to say to yourself, oh my God, we're just starting Q4 2022, we've been 2.5 years into COVID, for example. What have I done so far? Or how has my team improved this year? Or by the end of the year, what will I have to show? How much have I personally grown? How much has my team grown? How ready will we be for what seems to be an interesting market come 2023? Whatever it is, pick something to help you have an internal sense of urgency. And, you know, this is a bit like the memento mori, right? Something that reminds you that life is short. I always say life is short. Maybe I just, you know, as I'm talking, I'm just realizing that maybe this is connected to how I used to think about stuff. But life is short, and you cannot just wait for things to happen. You have to take the initiative. You have to move forward, because otherwise you're going to miss out. Would you like to spend another quarter doing the same stuff you've done this year, or would you like to be doing things better? Wouldn't it be nice to start 2023 with a bang, knowing that things are not just as is, business as usual, but you can see visible, tangible progress Things are getting better every quarter. Have your team be like good wine. It can age for decades. It just gets better. You're not talking about some cheap boxed wine. We're talking about making something that's better. And I know I've talked about the wine and cellar thing before. Keep in mind, in order to have good wine that can age, it is not merely something that you just buy and put aside. You have to ensure you do it well. With a wine, it's easier because you just need a cellar or a wine fridge, and that keeps the humidity, that keeps the temperature, and helps the wine age properly. In your team, you are the cellar. You have to create the atmosphere, the ambience that helps people improve, that ensures that people don't spoil. You can do that, especially if you're keeping time and you're aware of how things are progressing, you're aware of how precious and short your life is, how short your tenure in this role is probably going to be, and knowing that you want to have something to show for it, knowing that if you're spending this time in it, you might as well do it getting better at what you do. There's nothing to wait for. And now I gotta go because I'm keeping time. So thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best online for tech executives. If you have any questions or comments, my email is always in the show notes, and I'm always happy to hear from listeners. Thank you. Talk soon.